Mishnah says on the bottom of Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph that different things you can only be nifer b'shvua, and one of them is that nichsei sayim chasim mishubadim b'shal b'fanav lo tifel lo b'shvua. That if you want to get paid from nichsei sayim, it can only be done with a shvua. In the Chinuch and Mitzvah Samachay says a pelik a chiddush in understanding this din. Why habali from nichsei sayim lo yifel lo b'shvua? The Chinuch is going on the lav of shlolanis yosam almana. You can't torture a yosam and almana. And he explains that the lavish and nimnanu mi hachbid b'maisa afilu b'dibra al-yisayim al-manas. You can't do anything to harm a yasam and al-mana. You have to have more rachmanis on them. Avo kol masam atanu sh'olim imam ya b'nachas u'b'chesed u'b'chemla. Everything has to do with a lot of rachamim u'b'nachas when you deal with al-manas and yisayimim. And he goes on to explain the heach nagim imayim sh'lun adar b'lem el arakais and b'chavid and shouldn't be yachbid gufan. Then he goes on to say, "V'yachas amamaynim yosim imam and atzma." You have to have rachmanis on their money more than your own money. Umibnei kain amar zechonim levracha. And for that reason, Chazal said, "Shabbat lifarim nechse mimamaynim afu bishesh v'yadosh star mekuyim lo yifar elo b'shvua mashenkin ba'acher." So the chinuch is for this reason, you have to have rachmanis on the mammon of a yosim. That the din is that if a bal lifar nechse simim lo yifar elo b'shvua. So he understands this din that a bal lifarim nechse simim lo yifar elo b'shvua is gufa based on this law in the Torah that you have to have rachmanis on a yosim and almana. And even on their mammon, and therefore, even though by an acher, you don't need a shvuah, by yisayimim, you wouldn't need to have a shvuah. Now, l'chor, what the chinuch is saying is a pella, as the minchas chinuch is ma'ira. He says, if that's the case, then that this din of habali fara, leifala b'shvuah, shouldn't be applied only to yisayimim, should apply to an almana as well, because the lava b'yir shalalan is yasam almana. It's equally, applies equally to yasam and almana. It should be a din by almana also, that you can't be different from the almana unless you have a shvuah. We don't find that. This is a din dafka by yisayimim. So, l'chor, you see from that this halacha of a bali from next to some nothing to do with the lav of not having of having rachmanis on a yasim. It's tamidin, like Rashi says. It's nixi yasim and if Rashi b'fanav kulu mishim haytaima. Then whenever you nifar shal b'fanav, you need to have a shvur. But if you learn like the chinuch that it's a din, it's because of this lav of kalamana v'yasim losana. And then l'chor should apply to an almana just like it applies to a yasim. And we don't find that applies to an almana. So that's a shtarka kasha in the chinuch. L'chor the pshat in the chinuch is that ba'atzim it would apply to almana just like a yasim, but by an almana, that's not a it's not such a taina. The being she's a gdaila, she's a basta. She'll know how to deal with it. She'll know how to handle it, and she'll be able to make sure that they don't take money shulei kedin. She'inken by assignment, they can't taina. Therefore, we're more machmir and to take from a yasim without a shvuah would taka be not having rachmanis on their mamam. She'inken almana who's a gdaila, by her wouldn't be an act of not having rachmanis on her mamam. But by etzem mitzad adin would apply equally to an almana just like a yasim as well.